snitching.
She don't tell me anymore. I don't hear it on my
end. Oh no, yeah, it tell me though. So that, I guess you don't, you they know it knows you're recording. See what I'm
Exactly.
saying?
So now it, you know what? Now that's some sneak snitching right there, huh? That's like, hey, I'm gonna tell them, but just in your ear real quick, he's recording you. Yeah, bitch, that's what you do in Zoom. Okay, I feel
That's
you.
on the streets.
Right, exactly. Right in front of my face, like you're sitting right here in front of my salad. You know. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of Cadillac on Mars. You know, right now you got me, Chalfie, you got my homie T. Delvin might show up later. Sean is probably out on the baseball field, diamond, whatever the fuck it's called. And then you know, he usually shows up quarterly. So he just gives his like little report every now and again. But you know, he does get invited. Sometimes I forget to invite him though. That is so both are true.
I mean, we keep him in the group chat, so he be knowing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he peeks his head every now and again, which usually the most offensivest of racist type things, where I'm like, black people still say that about other black people? Like, that's fucked up, man. I mean, it's no Kanye wearing a White Lives Matter shirt, but...
Man, that got your boy Delvin heated.
Hey, like, I mean, okay, let's talk about that real quick, because it was funny, because you said... you know, you got Kanye muted on everything. Same for me. Like,
yeah.
I it muted, blocked, you name it, combinations, because I'm just like, I don't have time for it. Like, recently I cleaned up like my sort of friends and followers list, because I was like, there's just a level of like clownery I don't need.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need sympathizers. I don't need people who think it's funny. Like, it's just like, you know what, there's a lot of damage that's been done. Like, this is not something we can play with. But why don't you tell the people what Kanye did?
Oh, apparently, I don't know where, I guess it's gotta be Paris Fashion Week, right? Everybody seems to be over in Paris right now, so it must be going down that this way. And my man came through with a White Lives Matter jacket. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, eh, okay.
Well, like, to take it even further, he's wearing a black shirt or jacket that says White Lives Matter, standing next to Candace Owens wearing the reverse version.
Wow. I did not even know that was happening.
Yes.
Yuck. And again, it's because I keep myself safe from such bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so I know. I think it was Fowler who put it in, and then Delvin was like, oh man, I thought he was going to go out in the streets and try to find Kanye. I was like, God damn, this dude is ready to fuck someone up. But also recently, Delvin did punch someone out because they were talking spicy to his grandma. So he might still have that residual heat in him.
Bruh, run up, get done up.
Yeah.
It's the adage for a reason. So,
but I don't get it. I mean, like, I assume a lot of it is for the publicity, you know, but I think at the same time, like, he's a good example of when I feel people are abusing the sort of thought of, like, you know, he's just not mentally well, you know, yeah. Like, it's like, nah, you know what? That's actually damaging to people who aren't mentally well. I think he's brilliant, and I think he's calculated. He ain't no dummy. He knows what the fuck he's doing. He keeps us talking.
True. And it's like, so a good deal of that. It's like, but both things can be true at the same time. You can be, you know,
oh, suffer, you can be a whole idiot. Yeah.
You can suffer with bipolar disorder and still just be a moron.
Yeah. No.
One does not dispose of the other or make the other go away. It is what it is. So
that is definitely true. But yeah, that shit was wild to me, because then eventually it made the front page of like of MSN. And so when I saw it on there, because I hadn't seen it yet. And even like I had blocked. So even I think when Mike posted, I was like, I can't see this. Like, I don't know what it is.
It was very nice. I was like, that worked out well for me, didn't it?
And then when I opened a new tab on my computer, then it was like, boom, right there. And I was like, motherfucker. And then when I saw he was standing next to Candace Owens, I was like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
So his name showed up in the what's happening on the side of Twitter here.
Mm-hmm.
But it also showed up with the three dots. It basically means you can say, not interested.
Yeah.
It just goes away and I never have to see it again.
Just be like, No, thank you. No way, no how, you know? But
Yeah,
sometimes you
so.
got to do those social media purges of like, I don't want this phrase, I don't want this comment, I don't want these people. Like, you know, I think that's the beauty of social media. You could really tailor it to what you want it to be.
I tell people all the time, I have honed my social media to a fine point. And also, like I said, for me, I'm happen to be on Twitter right now on the computer. So let's jump into my block list. We'll go to privacy and safety. Is it under privacy and safety? No, it might be under security. Either way, my block list ride deep. Cause like I said, all you gotta do is say something sideways to somebody I know or anything, and it's out. My block list, I like one I couldn't even count to tell you because it's just, but I can tell you right now, I'm scrolling still.
Damn.
It is so deep, and you'll be like, oh damn, what happened? Unless they said something reckless. They said something reckless, or they said something in a way that made me say, nah. Or they said something racist or just whatever. Or they retweeted somebody into my, I'm like, don't ruin my sanctuary with your bullshit.
How many of these people are a result or consequence or casualty of the Golden Cokie and his interactions?
A good chunk.
And
If
for
it, like I
those,
said, if it was someone else with Republicanism bullshit, it was probably some game shit.
And just for those of you who don't know, there's Gabe on Stays Crunching Milk, who he. As the tag used to be, you can find him on Twitter because that's where he likes to fight. And
Yeah.
he will engage. Like, I'm like, dude, relax.
It's like, and even still, so now, like I said, he's been off Twitter basically because his family finally was just like, please, bruh, come on.
You cannot be doing this.
But now, every now and again, he'll hit us up and be like, hey, man, I saw some shit on Yahoo. What the fuck is you doing over there?
How you gonna fight on
That
Yahoo?
means you
Who
was
uses
looking for
Yahoo?
beef, man. It means you was looking for beef, bro.
Right, no kidding. He's like, shit, man. Lycos is going off today.
So here's my muted words on Twitter. It's such a shorter, much such a shorter list that I can actually read it off to you. Starting from the bottom, Kanye. Kanye West SNL. Kanye West. Kanye. Kanye West all one word. Yay. Yay without the hashtag. Trump. Trump with the hashtag. Kanye's apostrophe S and Tom Brady. Those are the things that are muted on that I
Tom
don't
Brady.
see. That I don't see on my damn Twitter feed.
Shit, I know mine's not that deep. Let's see, where do you find your who's new?
So you go to more settings and privacy, and then of what was I under? Privacy and safety, and you'll see mute and blocks like 1, 2, 3, 4 down.
You know what? I'm looking on the phone right now.
Ooh, I didn't do it on the phone. I did it on the computer. Let me see if I can do it on the phone.
Because I know that's where like I muted a bunch of shit too. I think it's
Yeah.
on that like little side panel that pops up. Maybe my profile. I don't know. But yeah, I know mine isn't like as in depth, but yeah. So we got a very, very similar items are blocked
Yeah.
online as well.
So settings and support, settings. And then where is after that? How funny. Privacy and security. And then if you scroll down, it should be mute and block.
Oh, mute and block. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blocked accounts. I have 26 blocked accounts. And
Oh, you know, it gives me numbers on it gives you numbers on my phone that it don't give me on the computer. So blocked accounts, 1,151.
God damn.
yeah, this boy fucking around.
Muted accounts, 624. And of course, the muted words are 11, which we just discussed.
Okay, I got two really random ones that, are three really random blocks that I don't recall blocking. You ready?
Go for
Chester Cheetah.
Nice.
I see how that
Fanta.
would happen. I believe that
You
one
got
too.
soda beef?
And they don't have, I'm sure they don't have these commercials out there because it's the SoCal Honda dealers where it's like the helpful Honda guys.
Yeah,
What?
yeah.
How do you block them?
I don't
Because
know.
it was too much. You saw too much.
Maybe, maybe, They must have said something spicy where they were like,
correct.
Well, all MAGA hats welcome. And it was like,
all right, I have mine. I got 8 blocked accounts, 17 muted accounts, and 8 muted words.
What are your muted words?
Okay. Oh, y'all don't know what muted words are?
Yeah, I just read mine off, so I figured you might as well share yours.
Okay. Kyle Rittenhouse, because he can fuck off. Tired of hearing about that bitch ass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag slap Chris Rock. Don't want to hear about that shit anymore.
Okay.
They can fuck off. Antifa. Don't want to hear about that no more. Chris Rock. Don't want to hear about that no more. And substantially with Chris Rock. Will Smith. Don't want to hear that shit no more.
But how will you hear about the next Bad Boys?
I'll find it someplace else. Because every time Will Smith comes up, the slap comes up. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit no more.
That's true. That's true.
MAGA. Because fuck that.
But what about MAGA Delvin?
Trump, of course, because I want to hear about his bitch ass no more. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. He can suck a cock. And my most hated thing on this list, The Last Jedi.
My muted words is very small. It's just 4, and it's at Kanye West, Kanye blank West, and Wordle.
Oh, thank you. Let me add Kanye West to this list. He can suck a dick. Fuck him.
You know what? I remember everyone was going hard on Wordle, and it was like nonstop. But yeah, that was the start of this conversation, as we were talking about Kanye and his fucking his stupid ass shirt, White Lives Matter.
He can eat one. Damn. I have so much to say about that. It's so. The best way to say it would be nice to me is it's so coonish. It's so looking and seeking attention from people who don't value you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, and this is something T can speak to this as well. In black culture, and you can too, Choppy, because it's the same thing with Latin people. In our culture, they don't value us as a person. They value us as a product.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go out there and shuck and jive and don't know your worth as a person, it may seem all good now, but as this song says, when it all comes down, it all comes down.
Yeah.
When the lights stop flashing and people stop giving a fuck about you, that's when you start seeing the reality of things. That's what sucks about this. I hate when black people and people of our culture shuck and jive and sell out, and then as soon as things go south for them, they're asking us for help.
Well, no. And that's like a really strong point, because I know it was a couple episodes back on The Read, and they said exactly this, because, you know, his move is to say, black people, we need to get together and ban whatever business. Like, we're not doing business with Adidas anymore. Come on, people, we got to get together. We're not doing business with the Gap anymore. But he was all good when he wrote that contract, when he signed his name, when he collected his money to, you know, to sell his products with these companies. And at that point, he was just like, give me the money, give me the money, give me the money.
And I will add even more to that. It was all good when you were profiting off the white man. Mm-hmm. You didn't bring other black people on to help that cause. And now that you're boycotting Adidas or any of these companies, what are you doing to help the black people who work there?
Yeah.
Who are suffering from that? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't sit there every time when something happened with Kanye West, he wants black people to have his back and go hard for him. When him and Kim Kardashian was having that thing with Skeet Davidson, as he was saying, he wanted black people to ride with him. All of a sudden he in Chicago posted up with the people in the hood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As soon as everything's all good for him, he go back and act like he don't even know us.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier before you came on. It's like, it's all publicity. It's all to keep his name in the light. Because even if he is like, hey, we need a you know, ban, you know, shopping Adidas, then the opposite happens. Then people are like, oh, fuck, we better cop this Adidas real quick, because that shit ain't going to be a thing anymore. You know?
Yeah. It's just, why, and this is my thing, and I think a lot of people say it better than me, but why should we respect or support these people who don't give respect or support to us? We need more Chuck D's out there. We need more Ice Cubes out there. We need more people who look out for us. You may not agree with everything they say, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, you know where their heart stands at when it comes to our culture, and they really, truly want the best for us. And more importantly, they rep us.
Mm-hmm. That's one reason. I mean, to even think of like more modern and current, you need more Issa Rae.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, she's hot. It's not just the show itself that she does. It's the artists she uses. It's the actors she uses. The writing staff, the production staff, the catering services. Mm-hmm. And then she hosts like events that are from within the community, you know? So it's never really like reaching out and being like, fuck, I hope I get this fucking, you know, this Honda sponsorship real quick, or I hope Awkwafina comes through. It's like, no, just all internal to keep reinvesting into the community. And, you know, that's what I think our cultures need more of is the internal.
I'm going to say something shocking that people probably won't believe me saying. We honestly need more 50 Cent. You can say, well, Power is not a show for me. That's fine and dandy. 50 Cent has created so many jobs for black people in acting with this whole Power universe, all the shows he do, 50 for Life, whatever show you want he does, everything he's doing right now is creating nothing but jobs for black people. Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not, he's creating a whole universe, an empire for himself, and he's hiring black.
And you know what? I never really even like thought about that, but you are right. It is a Power universe. Like, he's got shows upon shows. Like, when you really think about it, because it kind of just is hitting me like a ton of bricks right now. He's on some Tyler Perry shit.
Yeah, he's like six shows.
Yeah.
And that's not including the other shows he had on other networks.
Yeah.
That he just hired a bunch of black people for.
Yeah.
It's kind of dope when you really think about it, whether you like the shows or not. It's dope.
Yeah. And I think that's the part too, where it's like, you know, people get hung up on like personas and things like that. But when, because, you know, he does say some problematic shit, and he does go wild on Twitter, where it's like, man, you need to relax.
Fuck 50 do. So my favorite, every time I said that voiceover come over, I said, fuck Floyd, fuck 50.
That one really is hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Like, so innocent. Like, like the one time I didn't say shit, and the fucker coming at me.
50's great, man. He's great.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's a good way to delve into pull the conversation around and into a more positive light.
Yeah.
I think we do need to spend more time recognizing the people doing the right thing for the community, as opposed to the people who are just basically still fleecing the community.
Yeah,
he ain't been right. He truly ain't been right since that Taylor Swift shit. He has always felt like white people hated him since then. And he ain't been right since then.
He's been looking for their approval since then.
And it's like, bro, you don't need their approval. Uh-huh. You never did, but he don't know that.
Yeah.
And like I said, at that, so like I said, his mama died. It's like I said, the deck is so stacked against him mentally. And then it's like, all right, bro, cool. That's why you, like I said, blocked and banned and muted every which way I can, because all I do for Kanye is I listen to Kanye's music. Mm-hmm. And not even necessarily Kanye's new music at this point. I listen to Kanye's old music, so... That old Kanye.
Yeah.
Shop up the soul, Kanye. For real.
That old Kanye was some of my favorite music I've ever listened to.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs of all time. My favorite song of all time is Devil in a New Dress. Hands down.
So I had to take a long pause from Kanye music because of who he has become.
Yeah.
Because it was tainted. But, I mean, we got to talk about, like, how he did shift the musical landscape.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, so many of the things that he brought into the scene, like the sped up, slowed down, you know, voice and stuff like that, just beat patterns, where it's like all those things are like used right now. and those shits are like already turning 20 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
I taught myself how to make soul beats because of Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally like got the music program, and I still do it to this day. Take a soul sample beat, speed it up, because because of Kanye and Ninth Wonder. I was sitting there learning how to make soul beats because of that. Because that's when I heard it the first time. Like, this is the type of music I want to hear. This type of stuff I want to listen to. And when I back in the day when I used to rap, that's what I would make.
Yeah. Oh, we can talk about that again?
No, we not. That will not be addressed on this show, sir.
Well, let me just bring it up real quick. If you didn't know, number one, Delvin's name, rap name is Gold Coin. Oh, number two, Somewhere Out in the Streets exists music laid down by Gold Coin, and is it the Legends?
Legacy,
Legacy.
It's a freestyle tape of me out in the street somewhere. Every now and again, the right person who knew me from back in the day would come holler at me. they're like, how, Sway? Why do you know that?
Man, let me interject on this real quick, because this will kind of get into my stuff for later. But because you're talking about freestyling, so my son, he went to his first high school football game like just this past Friday. And I was like, how was it? And he actually had a ton of fun. Actually, it was kind of a bit emotional for me. I almost had a tea moment, like shedding tears and whatnot. Because it was like, I dropped my son off at the shopping center across the street from the school. And it was just, I'm sitting there and it's like all these high school kids and it was a big game. Like, if you know about Long Beach Poly, like, I think in the last like 15 years, they've had a member of the high school in the Super Bowl, like, consistently. Like, they are that team. And they destroyed my son's school. Like, it was like 42-0. But it's to go to the game. It was big. It was huge. All the kids are dressed up in like school colors and face paint and shit. And then I see my son walking, meets up with his friend. And they start walking in. And it was that like, oh, you're not the baby boy anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you're growing up. And he was out there. He was stunting. He got his True Religion on, you know? Like, he was letting people know what's up. But so I was like, so how did it go? And he was like, it was a lot of fun. He's like, because he was nervous. He was like, what's it? What happens at a football? Like, what am I supposed to do? And I was like,
how funny. I had to have a similar conversation with my kid this week. Keep going.
And so I was like, you just hang out. I was like, you sit if you want, you eat some snacks, you walk around, you see some people. I go, also, like, just be prepared. Might happen to you, might happen to someone else, but this is where people try to meet people, you know, try to get some dates and whatnot.
Yeah.
So fast forward to the end. I was like, how was it, man? And he was like, it was so much fun. He's like, I saw this guy and I hadn't seen this friend in a long time. Friends from other schools came through. And then he's like, I saw this guy, found out he makes beats as well from, like, you know.
Uh-oh.
So then I was like, okay. He's like, so then we went over to the side of the stage. He's like, and we started playing some beats and we were just in a circle. Fucking Cypher, man.
Oh, Cypher.
Freestyling. And I was like,
he done found his Pharrell. Uh-oh.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it.
I was like, that's what's up, man. One, to just be like, do you want to freestyle? Yes.
That's
you
dope.
Like, that's pretty ill. Like that. Yeah. I don't think my son is aware of the confidence he has. You know, like, people don't do that. Like, people don't throw down freestyles. Like, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Because I was like, where'd you get beats from? He's like, it's phone, just loud. And then we were just bouncing back and forth. And I was like, that is some ill shit. Like, that is so fucking cool to just be like, let's go. So to hear T say, there's some freestyles floating around there. You know, it's like, that's some tight shit, man. You know, like, that's really, really cool. This is the moments where it's just like, this is kind of where it all starts. Like, when you hear those things of like, yeah, we used to like go from the side of the football game, just start freestyling. Now look where I am, you know?
That's real. So my football situation is my kid who was in the band last year has never actually attended a football game.
Oh, shit, like, that's right. Always a participant.
Yeah. So they finally got to go. It was homecoming this weekend, so they got to go to the homecoming game. And was like, you know, my son is trans, and so I'm constantly having to teach him the manly arts. And he asked me, I was saying, what is up with football? And I'm like, all right, I can sit and give you a basic overview, a high level overview of the sport and how it functions. And I sit and did that, and they was like, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm telling you, man, it's better than you think it is.
Yeah.
And you have a good time.
Better than diamond.
Let me ask you. When your son came up to you and said, hey, tell me about football, did you get like a little bit of pride in you? Like, yeah, I get to teach you some shit.
But that's what everything lately that like said, because like I said, I can teach, I get the it's a re-up of manness, you know what I'm saying? From a whole different perspective, though, you know what I'm saying?
I asked my son, don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
I think they want to figure out, like, look, am I supposed to cheer now or not at all or something so? But like I said, just super high level, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you get four chances to make that ball move, 10 yards, you know what I'm saying? And blah, 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 yakety schmacky, and so forth and so on. Like, all right. Like, let's go with probably maybe 5 minutes before halftime. It's like, hey, man, I'm going to leave this here. I'm going to leave it here in a little bit. Can you come get me from the gas station up the way? And I'm like, that's fine. They want to stay there. They want to watch their band buddies perform, uh-huh, show love. And then he left. And their brother scooped him up. And I was like, thanks. like, I had enough football. Football just ain't it. No. And I'm like, I'm thinking, and I might have to make it happen, because I think it's like all kinds of football games on Game Pass. I'm like, I should just download a Madden, mm-hmm, and see if maybe I can get them to get in. That's how I got into football. I got, mm-hmm, into football playing Joe Montana football.
Oh, okay.
The Genesis back in the day. So, because Joe Montana was a beast, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so. Yeah. Joe Montana 1, not 2. I didn't like Joe Montana sports talk football. No bueno.
Oh, that's the one I like.
It was from a side angle, and I ain't like playing that way. I like playing the up and down angle.
Okay. That's the way I played. Because of that game, I played football games at a side angle for a long time. I still play basketball like that. The basketball games, I play at a side angle.
See, that kind of works. That three-quarters angle.
Is it side angle or like that sort of isometric, like –
Joe Montana was side. It was just like living straight music side. Hated it. God. Especially because I love OG of Montana so much that it was dope because it was sports talk. That's when they first started introducing commentary into the game.
Yeah,
so it was so neat. It was a very cool vibe, but
he would not shut up the whole game either. Right. They were like, talking the whole game.
I told you, this bitch is called sports talk. Not sports. I might say some things.
Bombo, I remember that shit so bad, bro. It's like that.
Yeah,
that makes you want to like dig up that. Anthony just got to find a Genesis, like a whole ass Genesis at a what's called. I wouldn't mind fucking around with Joe Wentz at a sports talk just to hear that. What started the whole commentary game?
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, teaching the kid a little bit of the manly arts has been a fun and interesting kind of a process for your man. So.
Yeah.
Hearing it, bro. Y'all know what it is.
I just told my son, I was just like, if anyone tries to talk to you, just don't be a fool. Like, let conversations happen. You know? Like, don't get weird. Yeah. Just be like, just a talk is a talk. Like, it ain't no big thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's where people do freak out. And then all of a sudden it turns into like a bigger thing where it's like, just, you know, if you're into the person, you're into them. If you're not, you're not. But either way, you know, you don't know what kind of like a cool relationship you might strike up.
Yeah.
You know, or just be like, oh, facts. That's the homie. And then you find out like the best friend is the one you're really into or something like that.
Facts.
You know? But you know, something I've been dying. I need the full story. It's been a minute since we talked to Delvin. I know he was already hot about Kanye, but you recently knocked someone out.
Oh.
Oh shit, the look on Dale's face was like, oh shit.
I didn't think it was going in that direction.
Oh, it was. That was going in that direction. Why y'all you're knocking people out, man? What the fuck?
You know, it was funny because it was asked on I think they asked it on Play Some Video Games, like, well, don't talk shit to my grandma. He's like, oh yeah, I get the point now. Cause they were like, how dare you do that? Like, oh no.
Yeah, that shit was funny to me. They were like, I can't believe we were fighting. They were like clutching pearls and shit. And I was like, no. No.
I don't fight enough. That's the problem. Yeah. More people need to get smacked in the face.
Yeah.
Remind them, hey, some people you don't talk shit to. And that's kind of what it was. Like it was a couple weeks ago now. So what happened was my grandmother came into work because, you know, she comes in late. She comes in like 10. Mm-hmm. Opened up the office like 8 o'clock. And she told me something was wrong with her car. So when she came in, I was in the back checking the car. But while I was in the back checking the car, because, you know, like in the alley, because, you know, it's a big apartment building. Yeah. And I was in the alley checking the car and stuff like that. Some guy came in there doing some fraudulent shit. Like, we used to manage his property and stuff like that. And something happened. We stopped managing his property a long time ago because, long story short, we managed his property like for 2 months. But it was this, he was having this beef with this Jamaican dude. This is where it gets wild, T. T laughing. So
it's so very specific.
Yeah, it is.
Because this part of the story matters. So
because in my mind now, the Jamaican dude has tan shorts, like a white undershirt like mine, but leather like sandals.
You're very close.
The Jesus sandals.
Yes. So
this was years ago.
And probably like some type of like fedora-ish hat.
Yes. So. Well, I'll tell you a story why we stopped managing the property. Uh-huh. So the guy, the Jamaican guy, and the guy clearly had some type of relationship. I don't know what the fuck it was about. It was a weird relationship where the Jamaican guy would just be like, fuck it, I'm not paying rent to you. Like, at all. And he would tell him that. And like they were getting arguments and stuff like that. So this one time, the guy was like, y'all need to come down here with me to, because the Jamaican guy owned like a club, or some, had like a club there. So he said, you need to come down, it's like an outside dance hall club. He said, you need to come out here, and we need to have a conversation with this guy about him not paying rent. So.
Hold on, still very specific, because he said the Jamaican guy had a dance hall club.
Yes.
Yes. But,
this song will pay a part to it, right? So, me and my cousin, who was a female. Mm-hmm. All this plays a part. We go to the club with him. This is like at noon. It's an outside club. We go inside. This shit like a scene from Shotters. Whole bunch of Jamaican dudes. Like outside. Like, you know they're packing heat.
Yeah.
You know these niggas is packing heat. So it's like, oh, fuck, what this dude done got us into? So we walking through this thing, right? And this guy, where my fucking buddy at? Where my fucking buddy at? Where I go now? Like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh.
Then they call the guy out there. And they says whatever they saying. They call the guy out there who won the shit. He comes out there. They start arguing. Jamaican guy and the guy starts arguing. Jamaican guy says, fuck this. Picks up a machete. Oh. It starts charging towards us.
That's also very on brand. That's very yes! Like, and that machete was probably like stored in half a mango.
It was stored in a coconut. I shit you not.
Of course it was.
He pulls it out, starts charging towards us. I push my cousin outside the gate. And and so my cousin called the cops. I'm trying to get the guy, the Jamaican guy, from trying not to slash this dude's face off.
Yeah.
So I'm fighting with the guy with the machete. This guy's still talking shit.
As the machete's coming at him.
Yes! So somehow I calm the Jamaican guy down. Cops come there. So I'm like, okay. Clearly, somebody going to jail. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on. Time out. Just based on the environment that you have described, nobody's going to jail.
Well, we're going to get to
nobody's
that now.
Nobody's going to jail.
So,
because
so,
the cops just go like, I mean, did you die?
No,
and then keep going.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
So, cops come. My cousin, because she's a woman, uh-huh. tells everything that happened. So, the cops are like, we got to go in there and verify it. So, they come in there. They talk to me. I'm like, well, look. I just stopped for what was happening. Yeah. You got to talk to the owner of the property, and he'll tell you what happened. They talked to the owner of the property. Oh, nothing ain't happened. Nothing. We good. Like, what? Huh?
Shit.
Jamaican guy like, oh, nothing happened. Like, what? So we not doing anything? No, it's all good. We all good. No. The cops leave.
See, told you.
Because they're like, if he's not pressing charges, we can't do nothing. If he's not gonna tell us what happened, if he's not gonna cooperate. Yeah. That's what we can do.
Nah, street rules are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't ask for you. The like cop, you guys called, but we didn't ask for you.
The cops leave. This dude starts up again with him. I'm like, oh, suck my dick. I'm leaving. Fuck this.
it's a done deal.
I'm like, he kills you. He kills you. I'm not gonna be here for this shit.
Yeah.
So I said, we're not managing this property anymore. We're done. I said, you don't put my cousin at risk. Yeah, you out here doing this stupid shit. All these dudes got guns. Nope, not doing this shit.
No.
So
you're not trying to be a dead body over like $200.
Exactly. Exactly. So end of that contract, years passed. This has been like 2 years ago now. He comes in here with a check. I'm outside, so I don't know what this is going on.
The other guy,
the old property man. He comes in with a check. He says that his building burnt down, and the insurance company gave him a check with our name and his name on it. I'm like,
sure.
My grandma's like, we can't tell us to sign over. Like, we don't manage your property anymore. I can't sign over something we don't manage anymore. That's illegal. We can get in trouble for that.
Yeah, call your insurance company. Clear that up. That's got nothing to do with me.
He was like, she told him, call your insurance company, have them send you another check, and so they can fix that, because we can't be liable for that. We can't sign off for something. We haven't managed a property in 2 years.
Yeah.
Here go this dude.
Yeah, he's trying to get you hemmed up on some bullshit right here.
Fuck this, fuck that, bitch this, bitch that. So I'm hearing a little bit of shit while I'm outside.
Uh-huh.
And I hear my dog barking, because the dog comes in the office sometimes and lays on the couch and stuff like that. So I said, let me go in here and see what's going on. As I'm going in, we have like a little metal door with like a little bar across it. He's banging on the door like a fucking walker from Walking Dead, trying to get in here.
Damn.
I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up.
To your grandma?
Yes.
Woo.
So I say, oh, really? I calmly walk out the security door, walk around, turn him around, and lay his ass flat out like carpet.
It had to be done.
Yeah. I said, nah. I said, you can talk shit to me.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. One person you're not going to disrespect in this office is her.
Yeah.
I will fuck you up on her. So she saw what happened. Of course, she called the police. Police came by there. Came pretty fast too. They talked to me. Said, "Do I want to press charge?" I said, "No. I just tell him he don't better ever bring his bitch ass in here ever again. Because if I see him again, he gonna get hurt."
Yeah.
He understood. He apologized after he woke up and left.
Well, you know, the other thing too that should have been like, I mean, aside from his like blatant like disregard for any like courtesy or understanding, is when there is a tense situation and someone calmly walks towards you, they ain't calm.
Yeah.
They are, in fact, exponentially more angry.
Yes.
So you are going to get fucked up. So if you walk to me, if we're fighting and you calmly walk, I'm going to be like, I'm going to get in the car real quick. I'll go wait outside. So this is definitely a fuck around and find out moment.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Fuck around and find out. He fucked around. He found out. And I don't like, you know, I don't condone violence. Well, fuck it. I do condone violence when you fuck with my family. But when you fuck with people I care about, I condone violence 1,000%. Anybody I care about, whether it's T, Chalfie, even fucking Mike Fowler.
No.
If you hurt people that I care about in any way or fashion, I'm speaking to the people right now. I will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Period. I am that dude. I am loyal to a fault. I get petty. I will come to your town and beat your ass.
As Delvin has said many times, he has grown man money and he will buy a plane ticket. If he needs to, he will.
Oh, shit.
And I'm not a violent person, but sometimes violence is necessary.
Man, I love Dr. King, but violence might be necessary.
Yeah.
Just understand.
But you know, this story, top to bottom, real, if this didn't put like a full setting in your head, I don't know what will, because I saw every aspect. And for me, I think these sort of, to let you know that Delvin does not work like on the beach.
No, not at all.
Price building is when this fucker said that they got a shop dog.
Yeah.
The dog comes down, it sleeps on a sofa somewhere. that's when you know like shit goes down. That's yeah. They have off-brand hamburger stands in his area.
Yeah, we used to have a food truck that used to come to the office every day. I missed that food truck. That shit had some good stuff on it.
Man, I randomly called Delvin like a week or so ago because I was just like, yeah, I ain't called this fool in a while. It's been a minute, and I immediately knew he was walking into the liquor store / bodega.
Oh yeah, I was
walking in the bodega. The amount of sound, and it was like all kinds of voices, but it was very much that like, nah, man, I see you. All right, cool. Hey, man, you know what? Hey, stay up. All right, man. Same to you, young blood. And then you know, walking in, chimes on the thing, and then like a random, like indistinguishable, like foreign voice. I couldn't tell you from what country or what place or what accent.
Pakistan.
Pakistan. I'm pretty sure Delvin said he was buying ramen.
I was. I was 100% buying ramen.
I was just like, oh, this is a moment.
Yeah. I was buying ramen. I was like, fuck, I'm hungry. I want some ramen.
And they didn't care that Delvin was talking on the phone. They were still like, hey, how you doing, man? I'm good.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck. They were like, hey.
I was like, just so you know. Yeah. Delvin is of the streets.
I am very much so. People misconstrued that I'm not because I'm so kind and polite and generous. But no, I grew up in the hood. I still live practically in the hood. They're gentrifying the shit out of it now, but it's still the hood.
Yeah. Delvin ain't fucking around, man. That shit's funny, though. Well, you know, you hear you take care of your grandma.
Yeah. I do have a funny story. It's a small one. This week, I was on a boat with my brother.
Because we heard about it last time.
Yeah. Because, so, I probably shouldn't tell this, but I will tell it. Fuck it. So, I'm on a boat. I'm taking pictures, right? I'm taking pictures like me and my kids and stuff like that. And I took a picture of myself. Me, being who I am, I don't post pictures often that much. But this time I said, fuck it. It's my brother. It's my nephew's birthday. I'm going to post a picture of me and the kids. Me and the kids, I'm going to post one of myself. Mm-hmm. I post a picture of me and the kids on Facebook. Family members liking it and stuff like that. It's getting a little traction. I post one of myself. A lot of people start liking it, of the opposite sex.
All right.
And this is the thing. A lot of my ex-girlfriends start liking the pictures.
Oh, dang.
And my ex.
Here we go. And that's what I was waiting for.
This is the wild thing. She quote tweets it and it says, where you at?
Where you at? What does it matter?
And the thing about it, what made me laugh is.
You're like, on the water.
No, this is the funny thing about it is. Before we went. Because she's out of town. I told her where the fuck we were at. So she's intentionally doing this because she sees a bunch of women liking my picture.
Got other people showing interest. She's like, nope. Mm-mm,
nope. I'm finna be a motherfucking hater right now.
And we've heard the stories before. We have heard the stories before.
And I was like, I'm putting the tweet like, you know, good damn well where I'm at. I just told you where I was at.
Yeah. Literally, look at previous picture. Yeah. That's too much, dude.
Oh my gosh.
It made me laugh. It made me bust out laughing. Like, come on, really? This is what you're doing?
No.
Like, don't you got a man?
Come yeah. That, exactly.
Literally. I know.
Like, don't you got yeah. somebody else to be worried about? Check his Facebook. Leave mine alone.
See what about that nigga?
Why are you asking me? This is not a twofer.
What did 50 do? I'm telling you, it works on so many levels. Look, 50, what did 50 do?
Well, I mean, aside from getting in trouble because of or with women, what else you been up to, Delvin?
Shit. Everything been honestly good, man. I can't complain. You know, I was like I said, we was on a boat. We had a lot of fun. We went to a because they have these things you can rent these boats in Miami. It was my nephew's birthday is today. Actually, we celebrated this Saturday, but his birthday is today. Happy birthday, little Kelvin! My daughter's birthday is next week. So my brother, being the person who he is, he's pretty well off. He's a police officer, so he has a good amount of money. He rented a boat with a driver and stuff like that. And the boat was driving around South Florida.
Which it was the driver was white.
Yeah, very white. Very white.
Well done. Well
we were driving around script. South Florida.
And is it though, or is it just taking it back to some other time?
Oh no! this one legitimately was chosen.
Yes,
not under false pretext.
Yeah. So we drove. We were driving around Miami and stuff like that. We went to like a little small private island and stuff. We were walking around the island.
Okay, now it's getting sketchy. He's like, he did make us lay down head to foot, head to foot. cutting cane trigger down. Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
It was pretty fun. I will say it was because it was me, my brother, his wife, both my nephews, my nephew's friend, and my nephew's dad, plus my kids. So when we got to the island, my nephew, my son, and my nephew Fred went running off the island and stuff like that. Like, oh, this is, they're having fun. So 2 seconds later, all of them come back screaming. Ah! Like, what the fuck happened? It's a giant iguana over there. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's a huge.
That's called a gator.
Yeah, they're like, it's a huge iguana. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. I'm like, it's a huge iguana. So me, my brother's wife, my sister, like, let's go see if we can find this iguana. Let's see how, because we're thinking like it's a thing they call a monitor. Those big ass lizards. Yeah. We're thinking of something like that. Like, oh, let's go see if we can find it. So we're walking through the forest because it's almost like a jungle type area. We're walking through that stuff like that. Like, we don't see anything. Then my daughter's like, is that what they was talking about? And she starts laughing. Like, what are you talking about? Over there, Dad. It's this little ass iguana about this big, but maybe like a couple of like 3 feet long, very small.
Yeah.
And as soon as it saw us, it ran the opposite way.
Okay, but what you just said though was that it was 3 feet long, so bigger than a small dog. Also, I don't need to be fucking with lizards, anyways.
Well,
and then lastly, didn't you, how are you on a boat? Didn't you guys just have a fucking hurricane?
Oh yeah, that didn't hit us that bad. See, now I asked him about that too before we went because I was like, "Hey, ain't it gonna be rough out there?" He's like, "Nah, we're fine." If you haven't noticed, Florida people don't give a fuck.
No, that is
at all.
Neither does any of y'all, you know, senator, congress people.
Nobody
at all.
Okay, why would we vote to give y'all money when we could say no? Because
yeah, pretty much. So down Miami. I want to say out of all the places, we probably got hit the least.
Yeah, yeah.
So it got back to normal here Thursday afternoon. It was like nothing even happened. Like the biggest thing I had was Wednesday.
So it was just like a heavy rain day.
No, Tuesday was horrible.
Oh, was it?
Tuesday was really bad. It was like storming and all that stuff. It was like wind blowing hard. We almost lost power. Like I came down here to record the podcast like an idiot. On Tuesday, but Wednesday it was bad, but it was like we had like really strong winds, and the wind was so bad, like because in the back of my house there's a big ass power line that's stuck between trees, and we keep calling Florida Power Light to cut the branches, but they never come. So Wednesday I had to go up there so we wouldn't lose power and cut all the branches away from the power line, or we wouldn't have power now.
Damn.
That's I was up there with a machete cutting down branches. Yeah.
Now, this reminds me of something because, okay, so last week, last Wednesday, I did get the chance to join Delvin on the PSVG podcast, which was a ton of fun because we did not talk about video games. Like, barely
they made fun of me for 3 hours. That's what they did.
Hey, no, I mean, that is true. But also, we were just cutting up the whole time. Did you get your Steam Deck?
Yeah, it came in today.
Oh, today? Finally. Okay. Wow. Okay, because it was supposed to be there Friday. And
no, it was supposed to be there Thursday.
I mean, but a hurricane come through and that us, that a slow works up,
if,
you know.
If it been a Thursday,
but also but FedEx,
I knew it wasn't coming Thursday. I like because what I said, like, it's not coming Thursday. So my whole thing was, I know it's not coming Thursday. It's probably gonna come Friday. And sure enough, it said, "Oh, we'll be here Friday." Friday came. Nope, we're not gonna be here Friday. We'll be there Monday. It came at 2 o'clock today, so that's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is, I bought a 1 terabyte SD card because I bought the cheap Steam Deck. I bought the one 64 gigs.
Yeah.
Because I'm not paying $600 for a Steam Deck. Fuck that. So I'm like, I bought the 64 gig because I read that it has expandable memory.
Yeah.
You can put an SD card in it. And plus, apparently, you can change the actual internal memory in it.
Yeah.
You can get in there and add memory?
Yep.
I don't think you can yet, but you will be able to.
Oh, you actually can. I Googled it.
Oh, you can now?
You can add expandable memory to it. Yeah, it's a process, mm-hmm. but if you really want to do it, you can do it. Yeah. So I was like, you know, an SD card is perfect. I can use that.
Yeah.
So I bought a 1 terabyte SD card in advance for it. So I get the Steam Deck. It's hefty. It don't feel heavy.
I told you. It's a big bitch.
It's big.
It's real big.
It's like the size of a Wii U gamepad.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, whereas like the Wii U is because I have a Wii U over here. Yeah, I guess it's similar. It's a little slimmer.
Like, yes.
In the middle
on
the width. Yeah, but so if you squished it more into like a tighter rectangle.
Exactly. Yeah. So. I haven't even played. I only played because I got the 64 gig.
Mm-hmm.
I put the 1 terabyte SD card in there, and you have to format it. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I press the format. This SD card is not working. Like, fuck.
Damn.
And where'd you get it from?
I got it from Amazon. I got a and see. I know people are gonna say. You probably want the cheap SD card. No motherfucker. Because that's what people say. They think devil's going to go cheap. No, I went and bought a SanDisk.
Yeah.
I bought a SanDisk 1 terabyte. I guess the SD card just doesn't, it's defective.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I had another 64 gig SD card here. So I just put that in there, which I only could download one game.
Yeah. So you're just going to return the SD card?
I'm going to return the SD card. And I was reading about the SD card. I see there's one that apparently works really well with the Steam Deck. It's a SanDisk as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just order that one and return this one back as defective.
Yeah.
Because it says
it's so small, I bet you, unless it costs like X amount of dollars, Amazon will probably just tell you to keep it.
They probably will.
Yeah.
But
because I'm looking for an SD card as well. But when I started reading into like kind of what can keep up with the Steam Deck, it's like not very many.
I found one for you because that's just what I checked out. It says it's called the SanDisk Extreme Pro.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the fastest micro SD card for the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
It's the speed is literally comparable to what's on the Steam Deck. So that one works the best.
And what I'm looking for is Amazon, like randomly. Like every so often has like a fucking memory card blowout day where they're just like all SD cards, like 50% off. And then it's like, oh shit. And so I do want to get one of the larger ones. But I'm just waiting for, so I always keep like the Wario 64 on the alerts on. So then that way when it does pop up, I can be like, okay, today's the day I get the card.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I have the larger one, so it's like I got room, but at the same time, like, those gigs fill up fast.
Yeah. And I didn't want to get the larger one because I know I'm not going to play it enough to equate for a larger one. I figured, like, if I get the smaller one, that's fine. I can just, like I said, SD card, play it and stuff like that. But what I do like about it a lot is the ability to buy games.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is because I've been playing PlayStation, Xbox all my life. That's been my thing. PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, stuff like that. With the Steam Deck, with, I guess, Steam in general, with Steam Deck in particular, I don't have to buy from the Steam store.
Nope.
Not at all. I can just go find, I can kind of just go anywhere I want to, mm-hmm. to price games. And the best price, I just go with that. Like, for example, I bought God of War because God of War, I think it's called Inepa, mm-hmm. had it for like $30. I bought that. I bought Resident Evil 2 remake for $10. And I'm going to buy like Resident Evil 7 for like $7.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's awesome.
And I totally agree because, like, you know, yeah, if you're on PlayStation or on Xbox, you just use their stores.
The price is the price, though.
Yeah. And that's that. And then, going to the Steam store, which usually has a lot of really good sales, is nice. And then Donnie put me on to Fanatical, which has like ridiculous bundles because they'll be like, yes. Hey, you want to buy these 10 games for $6? One of them is guaranteed to be a AAA. And the rest, you just don't know. And so it's like, $6? Okay. You know? And so it's like, I now have, I think I bought those bundles like 3 times. And I now have both Dishonored games.
It's 3 Dishonored games, but you have 2 of them, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I got the 2 Dishonored games for $12.
Nice.
And the rest is like, I always get fucking some version of Worms. And I'm like, man, who's still fucking playing Worms? But when I break it down, I'm like, all right, $12 for these 2 really solid games.
Yeah. Great Man Game is really good, too.
Yeah, I do that one, and Games Planet, I think is what it is. So that's really nice to then shop around and see, like, who's got the better deal on something.
Yes, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, a funny thing I did notice about my Steam Deck. Well, not necessarily the Steam Deck, the Steam Store in general, because I started buying games before I got the Steam Deck in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going through the store, and the first thing, because I guess when you set up your Steam account, you have to set what's your age limit and stuff like that. Me thinking like PlayStation, because, you know, I don't need no fucking age limit. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm buying the games I want to buy. Them. What you trying to block me from buying God of War? What I didn't realize is...
Get all the anti-games.
Exactly. So, when I open up the browser, the first thing that comes like this anti-game. It's like a straight-up porn, like... What the fuck?
He already knew out the gate. He was like, listen.
Like, yo, they're like, it's literally like, hey, look, we know you like ass, Delvin. So we're going to just show it to you. I'm like, I don't want to play it. Like, what are you doing? It was so weird. It caught me off guard.
Delvin goes out to the side of the house with his Steam Deck. No one watching.
It was so like... I didn't know how to feel about it. It was so awkward. Cause like, the fuck? Like, I've never experienced that with a system where you just like open it up and they just show you titties.
Yeah, because usually like, the store is the store. Like that's
new release, titty girl 69. Like, whoa, what are you doing? Like,
stupid.
My kids are here. Like, what are you doing? Like,
no. They're like, listen, this is the data you gave us. Like, I don't know. That's a you problem.
God, I'm a tick off that AO box. I don't want to be in this part of the world no more.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to do that because I'm like, this is weird. Yeah. It's like really awkward.
Yeah. They're like,
all those type of games are banned on consoles. Like they're not allowed to do adults only games. But Steam like freedom of speech, baby.
They're like, listen, you're a grown ass man.
Look at these wet ass animes here.
and I'm not mad at it. The whole thing is, it's jarring when it's like front page of Steam. It's not like
you weren't expecting it. You're like, well, hey.
It's not like when you go in a video store and they be like, hey, the porn section is over there.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah. Steam, like, no, the porn section is right in front of you.
behind the saloon doors. Nah, bro. Yeah.
Steam, like. Soon as you open the door to Blockbuster, we're gonna put it right here.
They don't even open the trench coat. They're just like, nope. This is free for all land. It's hanging out. It's in your face.
Yeah. it's so awkward. I was shocked. Like, what is going on?
Shit is funny. That's really fucking hilarious. Because especially if you're not expecting it, you're just like, what the? I thought it was like Arkham Asylum or some shit.
Exactly.
And it's game, and all of a sudden it's like, nope.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Like, oh, I'm gonna get me some Steam deals, and all of a sudden it goes, anime girl titties 69. Oh, like, yeah.
No, they give you some Steam deals.
Yeah, the other kind of Steam.
Right. Exactly. They hit you with after hours. Oh fuck, man! You know, Delvin, you got a wild ass life. How about you, T? What you been up to, man?
Bruh,
Pete.
Oh no, see, I see where my shit's just kind of like boo, sad, sad, sad. last week at my job, they laid off just about everybody that I worked with for 21 years, man.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a culling that I have not seen the likes of ever. Like good, like real tight homies, real tight friends, people like supervisors, everything. I was like, yo, they cleared the fucking decks.
And you still made the cut though?
I'd been transferred to another department recently.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did talk about that.
So all they did was make that permanent.
Uh-huh.
So my loan out to another department became permanent, and I was just like, cool. Like, at least I know I soft landed that. You know what I'm saying? And cool, and you know what I'm saying? It made it out okay. But yeah, bro, that was just a wild occurrence that I'm just like, it's just corporate America, man. It just is what it is, bro. Yeah.
Man, that's deflating. Like, wow.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, it really hit me hard because, like I said, it's like I said, people I've known, like I said, my entire adult life, you know? And it's like, basically the pandemic took them away from me to begin with because, like I said, we left the office and ain't ever went back. But now it's like, it has now made that like basically a permanent situation. So that's just absolute trash, bro.
Yeah, that's real hard. And especially because you're still working from home, right?
Yeah, permanent. They closed our office. They said we'll never go back to an office.
Yeah, so then that even makes it a little bit harder because it's like, it's now finite.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, going away party. No one got the chocolate cake. It was just like...
Exactly. There's no... Yeah, that's exactly what it is, bro. There's no way to actually just, you know, say goodbye. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just... That is absolute trash. In a more... Sorry. I'm saying that shit sucked. In a better, in a more like, hey, gung-ho situation, man. I got a podcast back up on Apple Podcasts. Yes. Dope. I got that show back up and running. And I'm salty as fuck because another podcast I listen to is doing an ideal that I already did on my show. So much so that I actually wrote them. It was like, hey, I did this already. Here is what I'm saying about that. So I listen to this podcast called The Questions Podcast, Hip Hop Podcast, Hip Hop Trivia Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And, they are right now doing a tournament style bracket of posse cuts. Well, the first episode of the volume 2 of a podcast was me talking about posse cuts.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, damn right it was. I said, I did it. I know it's great.
That's a great fucking idea.
Yeah. And so now they doing it. And I'm like, I'm listening to them talk about today on our episode. They like sitting there bragging and shit up. I'm like, I talked about this already. I don't like the way they set their rules up because I feel like their rules is my rules for posse cuts were basically meant the Wu-Tang Clan was immediately out.
Yeah, because they're a group, so their crew can't be a posse cut.
Yeah, that's cool. Can't be a posse cut.
Exactly. But they, on the other hand, are like, no, Wu-Tang counts. I'm like, well, Wu-Tang fucking counts, and they don't count. Win.
Yeah.
Because if you count Wu-Tang, then you count every group.
Yeah.
And then every group's a posse cut.
Yeah.
Even though Wu-Tang does, I would call them odd in this scenario, is that they do break away and come back, but they started together. They didn't start apart and come together.
Exactly. So it's just like I said, they're doing it, but they ain't doing it like I did it. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I think I did it better.
Yeah.
And so you want it, podcast, available everywhere. But also, we split another show we do a British Bake Off recap show called Creme Patissier, spelled with a K, of course, you know, the skin brand carries forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we split it off, gave it its own feed and everything, set it up. It's on Anchor, so Anchor is free hosting, so that works. Someone showed, I'm like, should I be putting Skim on Anchor? But not quite yet. But it works, and it's doing some decent numbers. It's the first show I've ever done that really attracts more of a female audience. which I think is kind of dope. Like, literally, you can look at your numbers and be like, look, at least on Spotify, ladies of this age is who fucks with y'all. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
And I'll say this just as a listener of the show. I understand British Bake Off has like a huge following.
Yeah.
But the show genuinely like is not for me the way it's structured.
Mm-hmm.
But the podcast is so fucking compelling. Oh, like, in my opinion, I enjoy the podcast a lot more than I do the show. But I will watch the show because it grounds what's being said on, like, I'm like, I need to know what this motherfucker looks like. You know what I mean? I'm like, I need this thing that they made. I need to figure out what this shit is, you know? So you guys do an awesome job on that show.
I there's a pride I take in it that I normally, like, I kind of just don't normally have, but we did it the first year, you know, we did it last season for the first time. Yeah. And just as a lark kind of, you know what I'm saying? We said we give it to the patrons and then we put it up for the regular listeners. But this year we was like, now let's get focused. Let's try to do something with it. And so I write highly detailed notes about this show. Mm-hmm. And I find information about stuff and words because they use different words over there than we do. Yeah. I'm saying to me the same goddamn thing. And so I was like, that is not what we mean when we say that. So
yeah. And I think that's the difference. I think what you're hitting on is that it is, it's focused, it's structured, and it's finite because it's this episode.
Yep.
And then the overarching seasonal episode. Whereas like this right now with us is loose. It's unstructured. Like just for anyone listening, like when I first started Games We Don't Play and even going into Cadillac on Mars, there used to be notes. Like we're going to talk about this. And then instead of just sticking in the notes, it's like, and whether you notice it or not, it was like, I felt like the organic conversation held much truer. But I think there are types of shows that require structure, that require like, hey, let's not have to double back after we talked about the end and then go back to the middle and then remember that, oh yeah, thing. Like, let's all the way through.
Yeah.
I kind of agree.
And like, and that's what works for that particular show. Like I said, it's very structured. And also, you know what it always ends up doing? It always ends up being about X amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Just about every time. And even as the series goes on and more people will leave the show, those episodes get even tighter.
Yeah.
And so it's very fun to do in that regard. I'm just having a good time. I get to hang with my homegirl Nick Jew at least once a week now, which is that's my homie. We just don't chat as much as we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As much as we do. And so it's dope to be able to speak with her every week and make sure and life is well. And it's just fun, man. So Crimpotentia, a podcast available everywhere you want to get your podcast at. Your boy is out here. My kid was laughing at me the other day. He's getting, you know, you do like four. He like, you know, you do like four podcasts. I'm like, I don't do four. Oh yeah, I do Cadillac too.
Cadillac's a side project.
You know what? Fuck you and Delvin out here for getting Cadillac.
You know? It makes me laugh because then I'm getting very Delvin-esque. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here doing I'm doing multiple shows and shit.
Don't worry. You will never be on Delvin's level.
Hey,
I don't even be trying to.
Yeah. Look at him trying to flex right now. I don't even.
No, it's like, not hey, even that. It's hey, like
he's real.
He's it's like, just you know, thing, hey, podcasts come to me. I'm just out here. he tried to do some podcast pimp shit. You know what?
Hey, way, you're saying you know? They.
He's like, I'm not doing nothing. You know.
It's more like, hey, Delvin, I don't have a guest. Could you please come on here and save this goddamn podcast episode?
Okay. More like, hey, Delvin, it's us three white guys. We need a black guy. You want to come on?
Yeah, we need some diversity.
What else, T? What else?
Oh, and speaking of that particular thing in diversity this week, because we didn't have any lunch this week, I reached out again because he lost his job last week. I was like, hey, man, what you up to this week? I reached out to one of the original co-founders of Skim. It was like, you want to jump on and be my token white boy this week? And he did. So this week you'll hear my man Wade, one of the founders of Skim, on the show this week. So that was
that's great. I really enjoyed the last episode.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad, man. I'm glad. Like I said, man, something about that. I know it's dumb to be talking about podcasts within a podcast, but it's been something we just been, I feel like I've been hitting something right recently in my podcast.
Yeah, they're world. Firing.
Yeah, and I meant to this year. I said this year I was going to get on my shit and be better about asking people to come on and be better about just like, you know what I'm saying, getting around, because like I said, it's one, truly the worst thing they can say is no.
Yeah.
But also, it's like some people have told me straight up, like, man, I've been waiting for you to ask. And I'm like, oh, well, I ain't know that. And yeah. I feel keep like, and I'll be feeling like it's like I'm putting people in inconvenience, you know what I'm saying? Or putting them in some kind of imposition. And I got to just be like, that's not what's happening here. People like you as a person, and people must think what you're saying has some meaning. And I think it's so. My mama just called me tonight and told me she fucked the last episode. You know how wild that is to hear my mama talk about something like that? Yeah. You know
that last episode started off wild.
that's your man Gabe, bro. Yeah. But hey, who knew? Who knew?
But no, I think that's really good though. And yeah, especially, I mean, one, like, why not talk about other pods on this pod? Because it's like, I mean, that's like the big piece too, is like, yeah, we're all here to kind of like hype each other up and support each other, you know? So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. In general though, man, life is doing okay, man. I'm getting, you know what I'm saying? I'm on this parenthood train is always a trucking. And
oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out to T for perfect months, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Your boy still out here on the Apple Watch exercise tip, bro.
Dope.
I did exactly what I said I was going to do. And that was a perfect summer. And somebody hit me up, was like, I think I'm going to do a perfect. No, my homegirl Amber hit me up and was like, I think I'm going to try for a perfect October. I go, if you do it, I'll do it with you. And if I can knock out a perfect October, then I'm going to have to do a perfect the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I mean, I know you guys get weather out there, so it might make it a little bit harder sometimes.
It's been getting, like I said, I was out here tonight, just before I got on tonight, and I was out here on my stroll, and I'm like, God damn, my hands is freezing. I'm about to get gloves to walk, just to walk, man. It's like trash, bro.
Hey, it's the commitment. Nah, but you know what? Like, just mad respect, though, because it does take work. It does take effort and dedication to, like, you know, get your perfect months up. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, not the weight is the focus, but I'm down about 25 pounds.
Nice.
The intent and the goal is when I go to the doctor here Monday, I always ask that appointment comes around Monday, is to see if my blood pressure is low enough to be like, all right, we don't got to do this blood pressure medicine no more. Mm-hmm. That's the intent. That's the goal. And I hope that that is what we manage. And if not right now, then maybe later. But yeah. So that's all that is. My health journey has been one for just trying to make sure I'm here. You know what I'm saying? That's about what it is, bro.
That's good to hear that, man. I really am happy to hear that, because straight up, it's been depressing as fuck to hear people that I love, all legends, black people dying at fucking 50.
Yeah.
59.
Oh, man, RIP to Coolio, 59.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too young, man.
Far too young. Far too young, bro.
And I think as we get older, the sort of gap between ages gets smaller.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, fuck, he was only 59? Like, that is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's young.
Yeah. Yeah. Far too young to have, you know, be. And people, and like, if you listen to the show this week, you'll hear me. I give Coolio his flowers, though it's always just far too late. But I was like, most people were like so cool with about talking about the dope shit that Coolio did and so forth. So
yeah,
apparently he was the Delvin Cox of his kind, just always showing up
on everything.
Places. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And getting love shown
everything and for everyone. Like, that dude.
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys that you'd want to see prosper. Yeah. Well, I mean, prosper. In spreading the word of hip hop.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is because he was all like, you could talk about, like, you know, his rap career, that's one thing. Then he had a whole ass TV career of him just playing Coolio on different cartoons.
Yeah.
Like straight up just on a whole bunch of cartoons. Like, and my son knows it from cartoons.
And then he did cooking.
Yeah.
Like, so he was out here. Like, he was the parallel in a sense, like everything Snoop does as well. Like,
yes.
I'm just going to do it. Fuck it. Let's see what happens, you know?
Like, so what it is I came across this dude who just felt the need to fucking shit on Coolio and say Coolio was anti-vax. And I just like, well, Coolio is now dead, so why are you shitting on him?
Yeah.
At some point, and I get the whole anti-vax sentiment and stuff like that. I get it 100%, but
yeah, for sure.
At some point, we have to keep our humanity.
Yeah, that's the example of, like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
Not right now. Like, this ain't it.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, yo, you gotta be humane and understanding and compassionate towards people. Yeah, you may not agree with all their views and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's a person. Person. That person had family. That person had kids. That person had parents. Like,
it's not like he, and it's also not like he passed at like an anti-vax rally.
Yes. Not like he's fucking like taking away vaccination needles from you and shit like that, or doing stuff to actually hurt you. No, just because he doesn't want to get that should be fine. I don't agree with it.
It wasn't his thing where he was like, and this is the flag I wave.
Exactly.
It's like they were.
Some people are really heavy on it.
Yeah, they would have been dug the one podcast he was on or appearance he had where he was like, I ain't fucking with the vaccine. And I'm just like, why? Why you want to do that? What made you think this is my time to shit on Coolio? It's like, this man just died.
But you know what? Oh, that's also like, that's internet shit. Because it's like,
I hate that part of the internet.
I think it's the race to like, I uncovered something and hopefully I'm going to get viral off of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, man, you're just like, that just shows that you're like thirsty for some fame. Like, that clout chasing shit.
It showed me you was a bitch and you ended up on my block list of like 1,100 people. it was relatively simple. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I said, all you got to do is fuck up once. Mm-hmm. I blocked a dude who I fuck with in life because because he had said some records before, and then I went and checked my block list. I was like, oh shit, there your ass on there, Jim. I'm sorry, bro. Let me unblock you. but that means somewhere in the past, before I knew him, he had said some reckless shit.
I mean, hey, I'm still trying to think about what Fanta did, you know?
Was it the Fanta Girl commercial?
I don't know, maybe.
Want a Fanta? Yeah, I blocked ass for that too.
Damn, I don't know.
How you get mad at Chester Cheetah?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened.
He's an animated fucking cat.
You know what the movies would be like if you saw too many ads was to block it? So like McDonald's is blocked on my shit because they for a minute kept dropping ads in my feed. And I was like, nigga, I don't fuck with you like that. I don't fuck with you enough that you can even be in my social sphere. Yeah. Like, so I had to handle that. So you know what I'm saying?
Just occupying too much territory.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just have to assassinate it from the side. Oh shit. Speaking of which, man, I know this is random. King Push comes back again with another Arby's commercial for the McRib.
No, dude.
Oh, I didn't see this. I have not seen this.
He still firing shots?
Bruh, it's so much better than it has any right to be. How is he so good?
They're giving him a big bag of money.
Right.
Yeah, but he's just a god MC. You know what I'm saying? People at this point, I mean, I get it. Everybody's like, well, he's no Drake. It's whatever.
Who gives a fuck?
People do.
Why? I don't know why. Just enjoy the music, man.
Well, Arby's got a new rib sandwich to compete with the McRib because the McRib, I guess, is back. I don't know. Yeah. I don't eat McRibs, but
I kind of want
the
a
last
rib,
one man. Was for the fish sandwich, right? Is
yes.
that what it was?
Yes, yeah. exactly. And King Push came through again and dropped another hot ass 16. But once again, he always sneak a little dope shit in there. So he talked about the smokehouse, and I just. Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
You know what's funny though? It's like, Arby's may not be the greatest food, but whoever does their fucking marketing, like that shit is top shelf. Like when they do the paper craft stuff, like
all that video game stuff they was doing.
Yeah. Like, so whenever they're doing stuff, it's like they're pretty spot on, you know? Then sometimes I'm like, do I want an Arby melt? But I feel then my intestines are like,
no, I feel like we only talk records about Arby's because of that one joke on The Simpsons when it was like, I'm so hungry, I'll even eat Arby's. And I feel like we all have put that in our subconscious.
I would still eat up some Arby's, and then they got rid of their potato cakes, and then that made me upset. So there's that. But also, if I were to eat an Arby melt, it like immediately just comes right out. So I can't be doing that to myself.
Curly fries, a Jamocha shake, and an apple turnover. And if you ask for it, they'll be like, all we got is cherry. If you ask for cherry, all they got is apple. They ain't never got two of the right thing.
You got to ask for the one you don't want.
Yeah.
There is no Arby's by me. There's like the only Arby's that's in this area is like 40 minutes away. I'm not going 40 minutes for a roast beef sandwich.
Nah, that's too much.
That's, I mean, if you just go buy a roast and hook it up your damn self.
Yeah, right,
exactly. You might as well go get a cutter so fucking shaving meat.
Publix is 5 minutes away from me, so I can go get a
the pub sub game I'm always hearing about. I ain't never been to Publix really in my life, but I'm aware that they make a mean ass sandwich.
Yeah, yes, they do. I heard the sandwich and the fried chicken are delicious, right?
Yeah. Also, hurricane cakes apparently are a thing that Publix makes. And I was like, people was getting their hurricane cakes for this hurricane. And then I saw it. I was like, yeah, I would do that. I would get a hurricane cake.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? Like a cake that's specifically like for hurricanes? Like we just hunker down and eat this cake?
I'm a find and send it to you. Yep. Cake. And you're going to be like, get the fuck out of here, T. I knew about it because Vanessa used to work at Disney back in the day. Uh-huh. So she is aware of the Publix hurricane cake.
I mean, because I'm not mad at the concept because it's like, yeah, we might die. So you want to eat a cake?
Yeah. We celebrate birthdays, celebrate funerals.
Fuck it.
Celebrate hurricanes.
This might be both.
Yeah.
Might be happy I'm still alive. Might be dead. Let's eat a cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just found I'll just drop it into our Twitter group. Mm-hmm. So if you just go open up the Cadillac Twitter, it is right there now.
Let me check it right now. Okay. Yep, that's it.
Damn, it looks like a fucking weather map.
Leave Florida alone. Hurricane be like, no.
Shit, that's fucking brilliant.
And so I guess they used to not make them. People was like, nah, that's false. But now Publix is like, oh, it's real now.
So it says around the side, go away. That's really funny. Oh, I fucking like it.
I love it, bro. Plus, I'm a cake head, bro. So it's like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, if you find that King Push, Arby's rib sandwich commercial, I think you'll be like, huh, look at this man.
Yeah. There you go. You know, speaking of music, I'm going to transition over. My son reminded me that I talked about the process of him making his song, mm-hmm, but never actually mentioned on the podcast that his song is out. You could pick up his song on Bandcamp. It's his first go around. I already forgot the name of it. Oh, 2022.
Yeah.
So, you know, he says he recently got hit up by, I guess, a friend of a friend type of thing. And this guy wants Gavin to like rap on his song as well. He says people have been hitting him up because I guess his friends have kind of been sharing it out. So at school, they're like, oh man, like your song is pretty tight. So, yeah, go find my son's song. I'll probably put in the show notes. But for Drippy GP 2022, it's his first song. We're getting more out there. You know, it's just always a challenge. But he hit me up. He was like, you never talked about it. I was like, I fucking talk about it all the time. He goes, I listen to all the episodes. You talked about it, but you didn't tell people it was out. And I was like, fair enough.
You're right.
What's his rap name?
Drippy GP.
Let me see.
He got syphilis. It just means he got that.
It's a Bandcamp joint. Go buy it on Bandcamp. It worked like a video game. I had the song, and then I got an update to the song.
Oh yeah,
quite nice. That's right. You know what I'm saying? I got some basically some song DLC.
Yeah. No, we had to do a firmware update on it. So now we got the newer version up there, and then. Yeah, man, check it out.
No. What's the name again? And what's the name of him in the song? Because I'm gonna try to DJ clue this shit.
It's Drippy.
Drippy.
D R I P P Y.
Drippy. GP.
Uh huh. G and the letter P, and then it's 2022. I think is the name of the song.
Okay. New shit. Drippy GP exclusive. 2022. Kubernetes.
Stupid.
There you go.
There's a drop. You keep that.
I like it. I like it. And so kind of keeping on the music tip, we my wife and I went to go see Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, that's dope.
And let me tell you, that was an experience.
Yeah.
Because it was an art exhibit. Okay. Like it, from the choreography to the styling, like it was pure fucking art. But at the same time, it was a continuous party. So it was like both at once, where it was just like, how do you have this contrast, but still go off from the get go? Oh man, like just like people just having a great time outside of the still going to call it Staples Center, not going to be calling it crypto. They had a big old banner that was like, welcome home, Kendrick. And then you went inside. We did miss Baby Keem because I had to get some tour merch. And then we were also busy drinking. So that some time. But yeah, went inside. And it was just like from the first note to the last, it was like we never sat down, just people dancing and singing everywhere. And there's something still like magical and hopeful when the fucking packed arena is just saying in unison, we gonna be all right. It's like a chant, a crowd, like together doing it. It's like, this is really like a beautiful thing. But yeah, the whole set, like I said, was just amazing. It was so good. I'm really glad because this, I saw him, they did this tour a while back. It was like the Top Dog Entertainment, like all-star tour. And so it was the whole Top Dog roster just doing little sets and then with Kendrick kind of headlining. But this was like my first time really seeing him do his whole show because his shows sell out like quick. They're really hard to get a ticket for.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so I was glad we went. We had a great time. Just really like super enjoyed it. And just knowing he has a very strong catalog, it just was this like hit after hit after hit. And like I said, it just was like, if you get the opportunity to see him, like I definitely highly recommend it because it's truly like a beautiful experience.
I like that you and the missus went, man. It's dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
It was good. It was good. Well, once my wife figured out that we could be drinking in the parking lot before the concert, she was like, this shit is tight.
wait, we can tailgate and pregame? Shit, yeah, like, I'll go to a concert with you, man.
I told her, I was like, we could do it. We could do whatever the fuck we want. And she was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah. So we drink outside, then we go inside, then we can buy like two drinks inside, and then we're good. Instead of like spending like $100 on like one drink, you know? So we got we got a system. We got it dialed in. Plus, I already know where to park, like in the area. So we're in and out. It's not like we're stuck in traffic and shit like that. But so yeah, like that was super cool. And then you know, Gavin and I do got some concerts coming up. We're gonna go see in November, we're gonna see Zach Fox. And then we're also gonna go to Kenny Beats. You know, producer Kenny Beats.
Yeah.
He did a show in New York recently and he's gonna do one in LA. And they just announced the lineup. So it's going to be like Rico Nasty, Paris, Texas, and I can't remember the other person. And then there's still a mystery guest. And
I hope it's Denzel.
What's that?
I said, I hope it's Denzel. You don't say he ain't working Denzel Curry this whole time. No,
and that'd be hype. You never know who else it's going to be because like he works with everybody. And he works multi-genre too. So he's not just hip-hop. Yeah. Which during Kendrick, I did text my son because like, and I think I texted to UT because Kenny Beats just released his album Louie, and I guess that's the nickname they used to call him when he was a kid. And he did a radio show on Apple Music that was just him and his dad. And talked about
You sent me that. You did.
It really was like the best and like greatest love letter because he says that when he was little, his dad, like I guess, went to radio school but never actually like did any like true broadcasting. So he would make cassettes and give them out to people like as a radio show. So he'd be like W107.9 da 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 da, and they'd play songs and Kenny would like do like little jingles as well. And so he was like, basically now he was like, come full circle, we actually get to do this for real. So I had told Gavin, I was like, this is like a goal I'd love to have for us. Like I do believe in him. I do think he has potential. And it would be nice for someday when he does, like, wherever he lands, to be able to do something with him in the reverse end. You know what I mean? Because I know he asks me, and I'd love to be able to have it go the other way as well. But let me tell you that if you got Apple Music, listen to that radio show. They are having a good time. And it's just like, you know, to have that, because I think it's so rare to see, you know, the picture of just fathers being detached or angry or just like disconnected from their families. And to see something like this where it's like you have two grown men genuinely appreciating each other's time. And I think it's more common than we know of because we just see the stereotype, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's a really, really good one. And then I do you know, on the Lucy end, I'm still continuing to coach her soccer team. We have yet to win a game. I wouldn't say it's because of the coaching. No, it, you know what? We just, the girls are actually playing really, really well. Like they're getting better every game. The only problem we have is we just don't have a strong enough goalie roster. So the balls are just going through.
You know what I thought of? And this is bad.
This motherfucker's going to say something wild.
The movie Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah.
You know what? I might have to do that. I might need to get a Devin Sawa on my team.
When she got the kid dressed up like a lady.
Yep.
Like a girl. And...
Yeah, that might happen. That might have to happen. Yeah. But like I said, but the reality is that the girls are actually really, really good. And they're smart players. It's just the goalie aspect. We don't have good goalkeeper defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, we'll block a few, but for the most part, it's like they're just going by. We haven't really had like a true blowout yet, but it's like I know the team is getting frustrated. So I have to keep giving them like words of encouragement, like, you know, here's some highlights from the game, here's where you did a great job, here's where you're awesome. Like, don't look at the score, look at the team. How many, you know, you guys are getting blocked, you're clearing it out, you're making distance, you're playing as a better team. And they genuinely are. So I'm proud of them for that. But it would be nice, I think, more for them than for me, because I'm just like, I mean, it's just for fun. But I think they need a win. I think that will really like be a huge boost to their ego, because we're about halfway through the season and you can kind of see that, like, this is fucking dumb. You know?
At least a tie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give us a tie, something like that. You know, so they're kind of bummed on there.
How's the coaching experience been for you?
You know what? It's been a challenge, for a variety of reasons. I don't hate it. Like, so it's actually like the actual coaching is like fine, but the head coach and I aren't always on the same page. I would like more structure. Where he's like, we're just going to do some fun things, or we're just going to do this and that. And I'm like, but then we're not dialed in, man. Like, we got to, like, dial it in. And then I kind of bit off more than I can chew, in the sense that, like, this year has really, like, has been so miserable at work that, and I've talked about this before, like, I'm actively looking for a new job. Like, I need out of my district. I know I've talked about it in the past, but like, now my resume is up to date. Give it a couple months, I'm going to start asking for my letters of recommendation. I'm like, I can't deal with these fuckers anymore. And it's just this compounding work, more and more stuff that keeps me from actually running my school. And then traffic is like super, super bad right now. So it's like, I'm rushing to get home to get dinner to then make it to the field. And so there's no downtime. So it's like, I'm fatigued. I'm genuinely like, just, if I can go to sleep, I like try to take a nap whenever I can. I'm fucking burned out.
Sound like you need a vacation from your vacation.
Oh, well, shit. That's one of my notes in here too. I was like, what I do need is, and I text Sean this recently. I was like, I don't know where, but I definitely need one of like the Chicago type trips where I just is like a couple days, just go. Get faded, stay up late, eat pizza. You know, like that's kind of, I need a disconnect from everything kind of trip. But you know, we'll see what happens. And then the last one, this shit fucking cracked me up so hard. So my son hits me up, we're in the grocery store, right? And he goes, hey, he's like, buy me some of those little mini pizza bagels. And I was like, I don't buy no fucking pizza bagels. I buy you pizza bagels, your mom's going to get mad. Why the fuck are you buying pizza bagels? He's not supposed to eat pizza bagels. They're not healthy. I was like, I don't want to do that. And so then he's like, come on, just get them. They're on sale. They're fucking 2 for $6. And I said, true, they're 2 for $6. So he's like, buy 2 packs. And I was like, or I buy the 1 for $3. I was like, that I'll do. So I got him his pizza bagels. So he's hounding his mom. Make the pizza bagels, make the pizza. And she's not making the pizza bagels. So then I happen to be like moving stuff around in the freezer. And when I moved the pizza bagel box, like the pizza bagels fell the bottom of the box. And I was like, damn, do we get a fucked up box where like the box was open? Because nope. It was very like precisely open. You know, it wasn't like torn. So I was like, damn, we got a fucked up box. So then I talked to Gavin and I was like, hey, man, I was like, that fucking box was open. And he goes, oh, yeah, I opened it. And I was like, I was like, you opened it? He goes, yeah. He said, this, here we go. This motherfucker, man. So my son has a snake. I don't know if I ever talked about this. He has a snake named Gucci.
And, I'm not aware.
Yeah, Gucci for a while. So, yeah, so Gucci has his heat lamp.
Gucci so snake.
My son takes one fucking pizza bagel out, sets it under the snake's heat lamp so that it would warm up under the fucking heat lamp. And my son is like, it was so gross because it got warm, but it was still frozen inside. And I go,
yo,
wait, you heated it up under the lamp? I go, are you in jail?
That's a straight crackhead. I don't know what's going on.
I was like, what is wrong with you, man?
You don't have a microwave?
Yeah, we do. But he didn't want his mom to know. Basically, he smuggled a pizza bagel, a mini bagel bite, out of the box, took it to his room, stuck it under the snake's fucking light, let that bitch warm up. He's like, it was so gross. It was like mushy and the sauce was cold. The bread was fucked up. And I was like, you jail ass motherfucker, man.
I swear.
This fool is going to come over here and try to make like fucking.
You had some Pruno going in your toilet.
Right, seriously, some Pruno. He's going to make fucking tamales out of Fritos. Like, I was just like, God damn, man.
We got Frito tamales because that sounds amazing.
I mean, it's corn, grind it up, boom, boom, boom. Already salted. But I was just like, this kid, you got all this privilege and you're over here doing fucking.
Make it jail food. Boy,
this kid,
if you don't teach that child how to cook, I swear to God, Chalfie, come on, man.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't that hard, but he was just like, he just didn't want his mom to know that he was doing this. I was like, you sneaky motherfucker, man.
Well, she know now.
So I've been saving this one for a while. So I was just like, damn. Oh, also, this bozo's over here. He's taking a Spanish class. This is, again, yet where I failed. He's over here doing the alphabet and like 90% of the letters are wrong. Or he just says them very anglicized. But he comes up to me and he goes, yo soy cut torso. And I go, cut torso? Like, and in my head, I'm thinking Halloween's coming. You know, is this some fucking Halloween thing you're talking about? I was like, what the fuck is cut torso? And he goes, that's how old I am. And I was like,
I knew it.
Torso? And he's like, sure. Like, yeah, it's not good torso, man. It's not the fuck you're talking about.
Oh my God. Oh,
damn. I was like, I don't fucking understand. My son functions on a different frequency from everyone. This will be the last one because this is also on the Coolio tip. We went to the Universal Halloween Horror Nights just like the weekend before last. And so he takes one of his friends with him. And this poor boy, my son's friend, a really nice kid. He's really, really nice. But he is the opposite of having swag.
Oh.
Just void of it. And to say swaggerless is an understatement. So that's why I didn't even go there. I was like, oh, this poor guy.
Swag free.
Yeah, swag free. But that would have to have the understanding that swag could have been there.
Low carb swag.
Low carb swag. And so.
Add it to the list.
Yeah. Low carb swag. So he says, we get in the car. And you know, my son, it's like, he's all about his drill music. So he's like, chief, keep this, chief, keep that, boom, boom, boom. And then, that reminds me of another story too. So then, he, you know, my son's playing all these songs. We're bumping, we're going hard in the car, and his friend goes, "Hey, can you play like my favorite song?" So okay. So then all of a sudden I hear the and I was like, "Is this fucking Gangster's Paradise?" He goes, "This is my favorite song. I love this song so much." And my son was like, "What is this?" He goes, "It's Coolio. It's Gangster's Paradise." And I was like, "Oh, you poor boy. Oh, you poor boy. You're over here trying to fucking hang up my son. And my son's like every F and N word you can hear on a song. And this guy's over here playing Gangster's Paradise." No. Oh, man. I was like, "No, you can't." And then he goes, "It's really cool. It's about 30 years old." And then I was like, "No."
Yeah.
Right. It's like, came out in 95. And I was like, "Nah, it's not."
Yeah.
Yeah. It yeah. is.
Yeah, it is. You know the thing about that song? If you hear that song on its own and know nothing about that song, mm-hmm. it's a pretty hard song.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the song is we have heard that song in so many white comedies,
mm-hmm.
commercials.
Weird Al did a cover.
Weird Al. It kind of took the whole kick, the streetness out of that song. Because the song's dark.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got to imagine. When it first came out, like, we went up for that song.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I was always a Fantastic Voyage, man.
That's a great song, too.
Gangsta's yeah. Paradise didn't do it for me, man. I don't know.
I like both of them. I like both of them for very different reasons. Fantastic Voyage is a good song.
Yeah.
If you go out to the beach to listen to.
Yeah.
They're not exclusive. They both
no
are.
Doubt, no
they
doubt. Both each, solid. To both each their own.
Yeah.
Still better than Tupac.
So
I was saying some problematic shit about Tupac the other day, so I had to keep it
very.
So the other one these days, recently enough, I noticed my kid was bumping Mary J. Blige. All I want to do is be happy, and I'm like,
oh.
Now that song is over 30. It's got to be almost.
You're like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
So I just approached him on the subject. I'm like, "Hey man, you listen to Mary J. Blige?" And he just like looked at me and then like just walked away. And I'm like, "I know you listen to Mary J. Blige. What did you do it? Like, I don't know who that is." And then like found out.
It's not like you caught him watching like one of like fucking Delvin's porn games.
I think he was taken aback and probably a little bit embarrassed that he was bumping some like just, you know what I'm saying, some not no hip hop shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He might have been depressed. Sometimes when you play that Mary J. Blige, so you go on through it.
So his lady and her people, they from Mississippi.
Okay.
And they got that, you know, they got so he got him in this little Southern girl.
Uh-huh.
And I think she just has a bit of influence on him. And put him on some dope shit. And so the other day I was like, I mean, just so you know, I own that on vinyl. It's on the shelf, but I have a special edition of it. It's like three records and shit. Like, really? I go, yeah, it's over there, bro. You can just spend that whenever you are so inclined, man.
Yeah.
But I love my children teach me music. And I love me teaching them music and in return. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because my kids will come through every now and again, like, yo, you got to listen to this, Dad. And I'm like, all right, I'll give it a go. And it's like, it's either dope or it's not to me. And I dig that. And I was listening. What was I listening to? I was listening to you and Delvin Jr.'s Kendrick review.
Oh yeah,
and I was just like, yeah, man, that's one of the hype things about fatherhood that don't know why they tell you about, or maybe they just kept to themselves, or maybe they were unaware. Mm-hmm. Maybe we are just a different breed of father. Sharing music with your kids and then them sharing their music with you and learning and shit is dope.
Well, it is. I just had a moment yesterday, so. When Lucy, you know, I told you guys, Lucy, I took Lucy to like her first music festival, right?
Yeah.
So, my daughter's bedroom and my son's bedroom are like divided by like a middle bathroom.
Yeah.
But it's not like a Jack and Jill where you go in between. You actually have to go outside of the rooms. But so I was in their restroom and I could hear my daughter tell her friend, "Oh, I'm going to put on some music," and fucking like threw on this band called Wet Leg. That she learned from the festival, and she had that shit on loud. Like, she's super into that band. It's like a female, like fronted band type of thing. And they were getting into it. Like, they were having a good time. And for me, like, knowing that, like, she learned about that because we went there together and then made the effort to, like, I'm going to listen to this band after this, you know, like, yeah, after the festival, and then was trying to, like, put her friend onto it. So they were in the room and they were, like, just enjoying it. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of what it's all about. It's like these moments, yeah, like this, where it's like, yep, this is how it goes down. So yeah, that the sharing of music really is like, is super, super.
It's a it's probably, I wouldn't doubt it, it's probably my, like, my love language of some sort. Mm-hmm. Probably they, probably a bit of theirs as well. And it's just like, okay, as long as we speaking it to each other, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then you know, kind of on the tip of life moments, and I kind of prepped tea on this, and so Delvin, you can kind of chew on it as we go through. I was telling Tayrell earlier that, like, you ever, like, have random thoughts about your life where you're like, oh shit, man, like, when I did that thing when I was younger, that was actually really cool. Like, I wish I would have known how to manipulate it better now that I'm older. And so I'm going to give you guys the example. Like I said, super, super random. I don't know what I was doing, but it was just like, I think I was just walking around the house or something. And the thought came into my head. I remember being like, fuck, I was like a freshman in high school. And we went down to, like, my dad's hometown in Mexico. And it was me and, like, a bunch of my cousins. And we're all relatively the same age, give or take 1 or 2 years, right? And so one of my cousins, his dad opened up a nightclub. And, like, in my dad's hometown, it's weird. Like, you can buy a house and gut the house and make it a restaurant or make it a club. And because they're big, thick walls, you don't really get a lot of sound. And so he did that. He bought one of the houses. They're all side by, like, think of, like, fucking New York brownstones. Just, it's, everyone shares the walls. Continue. That's cool. You know? And so my uncle turned it into a nightclub. And then the way the DJ booth was set up was, it was like a fucking nest. It was like a perch. So you actually had to climb up a ladder and then go up the ladder. And then there was the lighting effects. And, like, the DJ turntables and all the audio and stuff like that. And I remember that break was, like, being up there and being able to, like, control the whole thing. And everyone was hyped up because especially one of my cousins and myself were from the United States. And so they were like, play the music you guys are playing. Like, we want to hear what you guys. And so it was like, we had everything with us because it was like, that was the era of carrying around the big case of, like, cassettes and tapes and shit, like, and CDs and shit. So it was like, I remember coming through with, like, it was like Rodney Ojokuli, it was D-Light, it was X-Clan, it was like all kinds of shit, like, going off and just being like, I remember we, like, tailored the night where it was like, okay, tonight is going to be like New York hip hop night. Tonight is going to be like pop music. And we did that for like 3 nights. And it was just like fucking with the lights, the fog machine. And I was like, I had completely, like, deleted that from my brain, you know? And then just when it hit me, I was like, that's actually really fucking cool. You know, it was like, you climb up this thing, scurry up, fucking, we were just kids DJing shit.
And that's,
like,
pretty cool.
That's fucking, like, I would have never thought, like, we didn't plan for that. We didn't expect it. And so it's like, you get these curveballs in life where it was just like, you know what? That shit really was a moment. Like, that really was something, like, I wish I would have known that it was going to happen that way. And I would have genuinely prepared music. Yeah. I would have really, or being this age, I'm like, I got so much music to put out there. Like, I could have really gone fucking wild on this shit. And then in my head, as I love this music thing so much, that I was, like, timing the lights and all that shit. So it was, like, very, like, on, you know, everything was going together. It was probably terrible because, like I said, I was 15 and didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But for me, man, I was going hard in that booth, you know? it was just so much fun. So it was just, like, those moments where you're just like, damn, you know what? That's absolutely And so I was just wondering for you guys, have you ever had those things where, like, when you think back to, like, your younger years of, like, that was a moment. That was something that was really, really special and unique.
Oh, maybe when I did a performance at a college.
Oh shit! What?
Yeah, community college. Me and my boys going back to the rap thing.
Uh huh.
We performed one of our songs at a community on the stage. That was pretty cool. That's kind of like one of those moments where, like, yeah, I can see myself doing this forever.
Yeah.
And it felt great, like, you know, just being on the stage, controlling the crowd. And it was funny because for some reason, we had brought a tape with an original beat on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is back when you could buy beat tapes. We went on stage to perform, the tape popped.
No.
So what ended up happening was, this was like some shit out of a movie. I remember this like yesterday. Everybody's there watching us, like a good crowd of 30, 40 people. Because mm-hmm. they're like, okay, this is the performance stage and stuff like that. At least 30, 40 people. The tape pops. So like, we're like, fuck, what are we going to do? I always carry like a mixed blend beat tape with me
mm-hmm.
with a whole bunch of songs on it. And it just so happens I had it like queued up to Nas Hate Me Now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anything written before that. So they were like, what are we gonna do? They were like, Delvin, you started off in freestyle to the beat.
Shit.
And then we'll go off what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck. So they put the tape in. It wasn't wound up all the way. So it was like at the very end of the beat for an EPMD full cooperation song.
Uh-huh.
So people are really looking at us like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, because now you're off tempo. Like you,
exactly.
You two distinctly different beats.
Yeah. Exactly. So the Hate Me Now beat comes in, and I just start spitting. I don't remember what the fuck I said.
Yeah.
But that
you,
shit.
You never do when you freestyle. You're like, that shit happened, but I don't know what I said.
I got in the fucking zone because I love the Hate Me Now beat. I'm like a big Nas fan. So I was just spitting.
Just like, I'm riding the fuck out of this beat.
Yes. And people were going nuts.
Yeah.
And then my homeboy started spitting and it just jailed. Like it was like meant to be. And it was so cool because people was chanting and cheering. They were like, this shit's dope. And I think we did like, what was it, like two or three songs.
Uh-huh.
Just straight off of freestyling. And then other people just started coming up there wanting to freestyle with us and stuff like that. And it was just a really cool moment. And that
you can't replicate. And that's what I'm talking about. I think you just like summed it up right there. It's like when it's a moment you cannot replicate, like for you. You know, like, yeah, people do shows, people do concerts. Like, yeah, it can, but it's like, but not that day, not that thing. You know, like for me, it was like getting music together and then getting people to leave their seats and pack the dance floor. Like, that was crazy where it was just like, oh shit, I did that. Like, I put the thing together and then they came. Like, that's crazy to control people in that fashion, you know?
It is.
For you to be able to be like, yeah, we hopped on stage, we fixed a bad moment, because young people, man, you don't know the pain of your tape popping.
Yeah,
and it always pops when you're like vibing the hardest, you know.
I'll let my tape rock till my tape pop, bro.
Yep, man. That line there is like, there were never truer words.
Yeah,
never truer words. That's so really cool, Devin. That's super awesome.
So walking that line, I literally was just thinking about this as I was on a walk the other day. My mama was a pastor, minister. You know what I'm saying? So. But she was also in, like, usually in all situations in charge, like the youth, you know, church situation.
Mm-hmm.
And like she had like the youth of the church put on a play. And I got a role in the play, of course, because my mom was running the situation, something like so on. Yeah, but also I probably wouldn't have been that. Just in general, I probably wouldn't have got the role because I just wasn't into being in the play. But you know, sometimes your mom would say, you're gonna be in this play, and you're like, yes, ma'am.
Yep.
And I had
a choice.
I had what was certainly a laugh line in the play. You know what I'm saying? It was meant to, you know, make the audience chuckle. And I didn't know how to take that. You feel me? It, yes. No matter what, I always felt like motherfuckers was laughing at me, not with me. Better yet, what it really was me making them laugh. Mm-hmm. And I remember doing it in practice, hating it because people was laughing because I'm saying it's a laugh line. It's doing exactly what it is meant to do, but me being salty about it or not feeling good about it. And then when the actual play happens, me just like, not freezing, but people believing I had frozen, but like me literally just like, I'm not going to say this line. You ain't going to get a chance to laugh at me.
Yeah.
And it's just dumb of me because it's like, one, it was a good laugh line. I remember it to this day. You can't hurry God, dear. That was the line. Because I played somebody's husband, you know what I'm saying, in that situation. And I could have got my laughs off, and I took it like what it was meant to be, me making people laugh. Who knows? Maybe I'd be an actor today. Doubt it, but who knows?
Yeah.
And it's just like I said, it's jacked up that you're young and dumb and don't know what could have been or what is to be. And like I said, I literally was just that how funny that you bring up this conversation. I literally was just thinking about that on a walk the other day. Was like, man, I really played myself on that. And
yeah. And that's a real truth too, is like the contrast to this is genuinely playing yourself, like you said, because and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, like, you know, it's always a struggle to get shit like from my parents. You know, it was like my first skateboard I bought with like saved birthday money type of stuff. You know, like they weren't quick to buy me things. And then the one time that my dad randomly was like, hey, and I'm not kidding, I probably was like in fifth grade. He was like, I can get a deal on some turntables, like a whole DJ setup. Do you want me to get it for you? But because I was like, nah, I don't want it, you know? And in retrospect, I'm like, what a dumb motherfucker. Like, what was I thinking? Like, that would have brought me so much joy. Like, we had a ton of albums. Like, and this was like two solid turntables resting upon like two big like tower speakers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like on the table. Like, you had it up there. And he was like, yeah, I can get a deal on it. And I was like, no, I don't want it, man. But like the moment I said I didn't want it, I immediately regretted it. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. I played myself.
Yeah.
You know, like the trajectory could have been way different. I could have been like, yeah, I've been DJing since I was like 13. You know, I'm out here, but nah, I fucking play myself so hard.
So, it happens.
Yeah, it does. But anyways, I just, you know, it's kind of those walk down memory lane things where like T, you said, it just hits. You're just like, wait, what? What the fuck? Like, what was I thinking?
Who knows where to bring? Like I said, I've been exercising now since the beginning of June. Mm-hmm. I let it take me.
No, definitely true. Now, I think before we wind down, you know, I just want to do some last minute stuff, just kind of catch up on like, you know, what you guys got coming up on the horizon, where they could find stuff, shit like that. I know T, you mentioned earlier you got Cramp for TCA coming back up.
Yeah, every week while British Bake Off is all coming on, it comes on Tuesdays, and British Bake Off comes on in England on Tuesday nights, and comes on in America and the rest of the world, because that's the rest of the world is on Netflix on Fridays. We do our episodes the Tuesday. So basically, when a new episode is aired in England, we're recording our episode from that for the week. It'll be this will be up. This goes up tomorrow. So by the time you hear this one, you'll have you should have a Cramp for TCA almost ready to come out. It'll be out the next day or so forth. I'm real happy with it. I'm real proud of it. I think you'll fuck with it too. You can get it anywhere, but it's extra dope if you get it on Spotify, because it has a Q&A and it has polls and shit that you can do, because Anchor is owned by Spotify. Podcast will come when it comes, but I'm happy to kind of got it back working and running like it should. And like I said, it's a couple episodes now up. One is about Posse Cuts. The most recent one is about summertime, saying goodbye to summertime. And I enjoyed that one too. So like I said, get down. Always Stays Crunchy Milk every Thursday. That one pops up. And it's a pretty decent show. I like it. I've been liking what we've been doing lately. And I think you might fuck with it too. So please get down with the Get Down.
And then you, Delvin?
You know, just getting ready to start doing the Halloween episode of the Delvin Cox Experience. You know, the whole production behind that. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be interesting. It just
that's always a fun one.
The only other thing, mainly, I guess I'm still recording lines for Justice League Mortal, where I play Green Lantern, John Stewart, baby.
Fantastic.
Super excited for that, by the way.
Yeah. And then, what's up with the other show, the one you do with Dev, not PSVG?
Oh, All But Everything. We think we're gonna record next week, if I remember correctly.
Did you guys figure out how to get that on Apple yet?
Yeah. It'll be on there by next week. I got to fucking fuck around with the settings because it's like, hey, you got to set up an Apple account. But you already have an Apple account. You have to erase your iTunes off of your fucking system, Delvin. Like, why?
You know, I'm about to drop you a link that may get you around that a little quicker.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, man, I got to say, like I said, again, I'm not really trying to, I'm not, Anchor don't owe me no money, but they made this whole process way smooth, bro. So I've been real happy about the way that shit functions. So
Anchor made it so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Apple,
yeah, because like, I mean, when you think about like early podcasting and having to set up all the fucking RSS shit and this and that, like, man, new podcast.
Yes, it's the same thing, at least for Apple, because Apple, like, oh, you gotta do it this way.
But I'm saying, like, things are so much more streamlined now.
Way more streamlined.
Yeah. No, but I look forward to it. Yeah, I've been dying to get it on Apple because even though I can listen on, like, I think it's like on Spotify. And other places, Spotify isn't my go to, you know, so I have all my podcasts in the Apple Podcast app. So I can just kind of run through them and shit like
that. It isn't my go to either, but it might start being, or I might look to another podcast server because I keep having problems with Apple Podcasts. Yeah. For some reason, it's acting like wonky.
My podcatcher of choice is I use Downcast and have used it now since I was on an Android phone.
Uh huh.
It's just a dope application. So that's what I use to listen to podcasts. And it works real well with Patreon and shit like that. You can drop an RSS feed in and it just works.
You just have it.
Yeah. Good. So,
is it a cost or is it a free app?
No, it's free. That's free. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know Apple Podcasts, like I've been having a problem with it doing like the thing where it'll get stuck in 1.5 speed or.
Yeah. Well, you know what I actually have happen often is. And this is like, I'm not touching the phone or anything like that, but it'll jump back like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Where then I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
it's done that to me before too.
And now it's happening more frequently. That or played podcasts show up as new.
Yeah.
Yep. That happens too a lot. I'm like, come on.
I'm not against looking into a new like podcast application, but I would prefer more of a standalone than. Like I said, I'm using Spotify.
Yeah, Downcast, man. I'll tell you Downcast. Right now, just grab Downcast. I think you'll get down with it. So
yeah. I would prefer Apple Podcasts just freaking work, but
yeah. And for the most part, like I don't do anything wild with my podcast either, where it's just like listen to this one, listen to that one, keep it going. Yeah. And so I do like that it'll play one after the other. I'm just like, I'm just good to go. But those little glitches and bugs can get annoying where all of a sudden it's like, wait, I just heard all this shit. And then I got to like scrub forward to figure out where it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me know when it gets on. Hopefully T can help you out with that.
I sent you the link. It's in messages on Twitter already, man.
Perfect.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And then on my end, you know, like I said, last week I did an episode of Play Some Video Games, PSVG with me,
great Delvin, episode.
Donnie, and Dev.
Some people say it's the best episode of the show.
Yeah, that we were on one. Like, yeah. I mean, we were just, there was no game talk. You know, we were just having a good time. But I think it was like, I think we all came into that show like in a funky mood, you know, just like life was beating us down.
I think I was like the only cheery one on the show. Like at the beginning of it, I was like, I'm doing good.
Yeah. Mercury's in the microwave and everybody just having one of the time, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then it was just like, but I think it was like when you need to like kick it with friends for a little bit, you know? So I think it helped like get us all back on track. And then one, just like unpacking Delvin in his life is always an adventure just in itself. Yeah. So that helped out a ton. But yeah, that was like super fun. So I definitely recommend checking that episode out. And then, you know, just still out here doing this Cadillac thing, man. Just having a good time with it. I always look forward to
Before we bail, what are you playing? Just right quick. I always like to check in.
Yeah. I did mean to talk about that too. I've actually been playing in small bites lately, Cyberpunk. I've really been heavy back into Cyberpunk, which I apparently is like everyone else in the world right now.
Yes.
It's so much better than people gave it credit for. I get it. It was bad when it came out.
Yeah.
But me, I didn't play that game. I bought it, but didn't play that game until 1.5 release. And they said, oh, it works good on Xbox now, on Xbox Series X now.
Yeah.
That's when I played that game. I played the game at the beginning of this year.
Yeah. No. Go ahead, Delvin.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it when it first came out. I liked it a lot. So,
see, when I played it, when it first came out, like, I didn't have any issues for the longest. I talked about this on PSVG as well. Like, I was maybe like a smooth, maybe about four hours in, give or take an hour, before anything happened. But then when shit happened, it was like, here's all the glitches. It was like fucking
glitch cars, apocalypse.
Yeah. Cars falling from the sky, fucking half torsos, or as my son says, cut torso. Walking through like the street, like floating eyeballs, like you name it. I was like, what the fuck is happening in this game? And so that was crazy. And so then I just stopped and I was like, you know what? I'll go play something else. And then now playing it, like, man, the storylines are like top notch. They really did a great job with the story. Yeah,
the Edge Runners update is a real clean update to it. Like, so much so that I'm like, ooh, should I go back through and play as a different character? Uh-huh. Maybe.
Yeah.
I might need to go back and try to Edge Runner stuff.
Yeah.
No, but it's so I'm having a great time with it. And then recently I did the Modern Warfare beta. Had a good time with it. I really, really liked it. You know, it's very cliche to say it's Call of Duty, but it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But I did, one thing I really did like is that I feel like the maps that were presented in this had a pretty decent balance. Like, sometimes they can be very like, oh, this is only for snipers, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas these had like passages, corridors, high levels, low level. Like, it was, these levels have a lot of variety to them. And so I felt like they did a good job designing them. I think the weapon balancing still needs a little tweaking, but it's a beta. You know, I mean, that'll come in time.
Yeah.
But I actually put a lot of work in there. But this is probably like genuinely the first time that I said to myself, I think I'm too old to play Call of Duty because I'm not fast enough. Not because I don't like it. Just these kids were getting the fucking drop on me where I was like, oh no, I don't have my fast twitch does not exist.
It might be because it's first person.
Yeah, it was just
fast reflexes, first person.
Yeah,
might be time for that Fortnite to be your game, your main.
How funny! Speaking of first person, I've been back on Deathloop because it's on Xbox now.
Oh, I
played and beat it on PlayStation, loved it. But once it was a can of Game Pass, I was like, oh, my proper controller. I will play this again. And your boy with offset sticks, I'm out here. I'm being surgical. I'm just out here just mowing people down in that game left and right. And I am having a great time playing Deathloop again. I love Arkane Studios and I love their work. My favorite game of all time is Dishonored 2, one of their games. So word of Deathloop, man. I love it. Love having a black lead character. And so all around dope game. If you got Game Pass, it comes with your subscription. Play it on PC. Play it on Xbox. Enjoy.
Yeah, big time. Great game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it definitely is the way it does the loop without is really well done. It's done in a way that's not annoying, like where it's just like, oh, now I got to do everything all over again.
I'm playing it in pretty mode as opposed to PlayStation. I played it where I played it in performance mode, and it is a very gorgeous game in pretty mode. It only runs at 30. It runs at a lock 30, but it is very attractive when you like. I like, man, y'all did some great. This leather looking all good and effects that I just never would have seen. I was like, I didn't even notice they was doing this. So
yeah,
get in that.
Nice,
definitely.
And then Delvin, did you talk about?
I ain't really playing that much. Games. I ain't playing that. I'm not really playing much right now. I'm just like buying a whole bunch of shit for Steam.
Yeah.
You're preparing to play. That's okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Hopefully I get some more game time in. You know, season will end soon. And then I'll start getting into like the smoother part of the school year. Like things really kind of quiet down and get a little bit brighter in the next couple months. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But and thank you guys for hanging this evening. And just want to say for T, for Delvin and Chalvi, we out of here.
Peace.
Mama. Mama.
What? Grandma's not here.
Grandma's not here. She's not. She's not.